picking this up for $95,000. So this question, let's dive into the question, shall we? I'm trying to start this, it's my first. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. In this episode, we're talking about picking this up for $95,000. So this question, let's dive into the question, shall we? I'm trying to start this, it's my first opportunity and I have no idea. Okay. Is this a good deal? The guy is wanting $95,000. But is this more land value, or could someone just fix this home up? Oh, this home's up. It's two homes on the property. So I guess a land property, and it's 4 acres. I've seen 4 acres sell for $45,000. Okay. But the guy seems definite on the $95,000. All right. So what is the first thing that you notice? All right. So this person wants to sell a property for $95,000. He's noticed homes. He's seen 4 acres sell for $45,000. I don't know what that means really, but the guy seems, I guess, stunt on wanting $95,000 for his piece of land and two vacant homes on a lot, right? On a 4 acres, $95,000. So what is the real question here? The problem here is that we don't have a reference point. We don't have a goal, right? We don't have a vision, much less creating a starting point. So if you don't know where you're going, how would you know where to start from, right? Where you're going is not to buy for $95,000. You're not looking to buy a home to live in. If you're looking to buy a home to live in, then you will have other goals like good school systems, right? You will have a nice neighborhood where you can see yourself 5 to 10 years from now, right? Those personal emotional things will be put into consideration, right? But in this case, this is strictly for investment, for real estate investment purposes. Or may I say just for wholesaling purposes, right? So this is wholesaling, which is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties, locking under contract, selling the rights to execute the contract to other buyers for a fee. We call them assignment fees. And assignment fees can go anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 based on my personal experience. It can be a lot more than that. There's a lot of people that have done $150,000 and $200,000 and even more than that. That's wholesaling, okay? So the idea here is to buy low and sell high. Buy low, sell high. You lock a property under contract at lower price, and then you sell that at a higher price to somebody else for a fee, but with room, some margin where they could still make money when they fix the property up and sell it. So it has to be significantly below retail price. Typically, that number needs to be 65% of whatever the after repair value is. So we call it after repair value. How do you come up with after repair value? You could check out dealestimator.com. That's the calculator that I use on the fly to calculate or to come up with after repair value of a property. But the idea here is this simple. You need to know where you're going. That's the whole point of after repair value. So how much the person is asking price is completely meaningless without knowing what the after repair value of a property is. Does that make sense? Asking price is what the seller wants. Okay. Why is it that they want that? I don't know. Okay. It could be because they're greedy or because two things. They're greedy or they need out, like they're selling very cheaply. If they're greedy, that means they're selling too high. If they're selling too cheaply, that means they need an out, right? Usually people are not looking to sell very cheaply unless you negotiate, unless you find out if there's a pain point, if there's a reason why they're distressed, why they need to get rid of a property. It could be like they're facing pre-foreclosures. It could be tax delinquency issues. It could be all kind of liens against the property. The house needs tons of repairs. Like in this case, we know that the house needs tons of repairs, but we don't know if the owner is greedy or they are actually open, they are motivated to sell. based on time. Time motivation, not money motivation. Time motivation. There's money motivation and there's time motivation. Money motivation is somebody who is looking for the highest possible they can get for a property. That means they got time. That means they should actually talk to a real estate agent. That means you can have a real estate agent as a partner and pass such leads to them, right? But if they are time motivated, they need out right now, then they don't care for money. They just want whatever they can get. That makes sense. So your negotiation skills can help you like negotiate lower in a place where you can pick up the properties, lock it under contract, and then you know you lock it under contract for $80,000, for example, and then you sell that contract to somebody else for 10 grand. That means that person has to pay you 10 grand and pay for the property 80 grand, 90 grand. They fix up the property, right? And now they're able to sell the property for $250,000. They're making a profit of what? $60,000, right? Gross profit, because there may be some closing costs, some holding costs, right? So, but they're not just going to start backwards. We're not going to speculate that we're going to make $60,000. We need to know that $250,000 number, the after repair value. We need to know that number before we go into the deal, before we know if $95,000 is too high or too low. We need to know these numbers. Okay, we need to know what's the after repair value of these two homes, or if there's a new development that can go on top of it, we need to know how much it's going to cost to develop. What are the kind of properties that are in that area, right? So typically, the value of land is 20% of after repair value. Okay, that's for me as a wholesaler. If you know that game in that area and you're familiar with the numbers, may change, but for me the automatic number is 20% of the after repair value. So if a person is trying to sell a land and they're not motivated or be in a position to be able to sell at 20% of the after repair value of homes within 1 mile radius, we can have the conversation. And you may say, I'm losing out on the deal. I just focus on the numbers that are straightforward, make sense, because it makes it that much easier to sell the deal to other people, to sell the contract. So the real problem with this question is that we don't know where we're going. You need to know the after repair value. After you know the after repair value, you need to calculate a maximum allowable offer. You can do all of that at dealestimator.com. Dealestimator.com. So that's what I have for you right now today on this episode. If you want to learn more about how to do this and generate more leads so you can be on the fly and stop wasting time with people that are not serious, they're asking for 95, it doesn't matter. Of course, you're nice to them, but it really doesn't matter. You need to come up with the maximum allowable offer. We cover all of that in this book right here. The first one is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and get a copy for free. And if you go there right now, I'll give you my second book, Real Estate Money Secrets, absolutely for free. And it comes also in audiobook, Kindle, and paperback like this, if that's what you prefer. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.